This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Today, Beis Hashem is Barach. Continuing the Shurim, I'll say the Tfilah. We're going to work on the Baracha Ashiyatza. Ashiyatza is Adam. And I thought a lot about this Baracha this week in light of tragedy that happened last week. An accident on the Palisades. Two younger light, Choshva, Shani, and Galait, beautiful people. They were en route to doing a big mitzvah. They go to dance, clap, to be misameach, chaylim, yiddish kinder. They have an organization like this, and they were en route. They were kaim the mitzvah, and they started to come back. And they went, swerved around the deer, in an accident. I know some of the family of one of the younger light. Wonderful people. Passionate people. And it's hard to grasp, put your hands around such a story. Doesn't leave my mind. Keep on try to not focus too much because it keeps on coming back. To understand the Chushva Derachman, there's no way to discuss that. There's no way to really understand. Ravad, lessons are the chiyuv to be taken, the chiyuv to take lessons from everything that happens. The Rambam says clearly that when things, tragedies happen, and people don't pay attention and take lessons from it, it's an achzarius. It's a difficult story. Me personally, it pains me terribly. It's difficult for me to masich das from it. But in light of the story, I think there was a musr that I took from it. Painful musr, a big hashkafa, and I share it with you. And like I said, the bracha shiyatzar es adam b'chachma, uvaravoy nikavim nikavim chalulim chalulim. Every morning, as the Shulchan Aruch tells us, k'shiyetz mi beis hakisa, you have to make this bracha. It's in Simin Vav in Shulchan Aruch. Based on a Gemara, Brachis, Daf Samach, Mer Aleph. The Shloa Kaddish, in the end of Chulin, writes that this Bracha, from among all the other Birchas HaShachar, the Birchas HaShevach that we say in the morning, is Reish V'Rishein. This is the peak. Reish V'Rishein, it's the peak of all the Brachas. Vehu Kaddish. It's a heilige bracha. It's a heilige bracha. Vehu Kaddish. It's interesting that in Shulchan Aruch, which normally just brings halacha, there's a whole long siman devoted to translating and explaining every word in the brachas, im vav, des arichus gedela. About the bracha shiyotze, what it means. Interesting. I always thought about why. Why such an arichus? We don't find it. Nowhere in Shulchan Aruch, Shchas the Halacha Sefer. It's a marich zayin. There should be such an emphasis, an elaboration to interpret and to understand the meaning of every word in Ashiyatza. Maybe it's talking about very chashiv Ashiyatza. It's from the Rosh Rishon. It's the spitz of all the brachas, like the Shlach writes. And maybe Shulchan Aruch felt that part of the halacha was to understand Ashiyatza. It's not enough just to say it. Maybe. A thought that I had. If in Shulchan Aruch there's an arichus that we should understand what Ashiyatzar, the pirush of Ashiyatzar, maybe because Lalacha medafis vashtein vemizok the brach. If you look on your sheets, you'll see your first marmokum. I bring you the shlah. The shlah. At the end of Masech Teshulin, Shabracha zu roish verishin l'chalabracha yisvuhu kadosh. Something more special than all other brachas. And I bring you the Shulchan Aruch. I point out in Simin Vav the arichus, the elaboration to explain the ashiyots are in every word. And then I bring maybe, because of its chashivas, that's the third maramokim on your sheet, or maybe because the Shulchan Aruch wants that you should taka know the translation, and it's lahalacha to know when you make the bracha. Maybe Chafetz Chaim, as I've seen in many svarim quoted, I bring you on the sheet the different maramokimis that it could be found that the Chafetz Chaim said. Whoever says Ashiyatza b'kavana, it has the capability and the keichetz to save him from machlis, from all diseases. People look for all types of zgulas. Here you got yourself a zgula. This is a healer, a definite guarantee healer. But if you say Ashiyatza b'kavana, it could save you and heal you from different machlis. Saw in the Talmidim of Reb Chatzkel Levenstein in the Svarim that they wrote, Reb Chatzkel used to emphasize this Nakuda as well. Let's learn it a little bit. Let's address the few shailas that need to be addressed. If you look on your sheets, I quote you six questions. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav. Let's begin with the first shaila. Ul Birchas HaShachar is said once a day. Baruch Hashem, we see all day. Pekech Ivrim is all day. We see all day. Zayke Kfufim is all day, and most of the Birchas HaShachar we experience throughout the day. It's not only in the morning, and yet we say it only once a day. Why? Ashiyotzar was nesakin that every time a person uses the Beis HaKisei, it's mechuyev to say the Ashiyotzar, kishiyeitzim mi Beis HaKisei. It's not my shayla, achreinim asked this for a shayla. There's something unique about Ashiyotzar, that maybe the lesson and the point of Ashiyotzar needs to be reminded throughout the day, maybe. You see, you say it in the morning, every time you open your eyes and you see something, say once a day. Everything is said once a day. So why is Ashiyatzar any different? Firstly, you have to understand, because Lamaisi used the words chalulim chalulim. It's about the human body, that it functions. It's not even particularly Beis HaKisei. If you if you read the words of Ashi Yotzar, it doesn't specifically emphasize a target based on Kisa. It's in general. It's anything. Any daily human bodily function is based on Ashi Yotzar. And for some reason, the Chachomim felt that every time a person goes to the Beis Akisei, he needs to say this Shavach and bring out this Bracha. What? Okay, so let's discuss, let's talk a little. Now, there's another Shailas. If you look, that's question number one. Abayis Nishmayin, the Shailas, Alta Shailas. I just put them together. As Reb Shalom Shvajon used to say, I say over, I'm just saying over what the Achreinim bring down. Some Savil, Chtzulegina, the hair, a Maisa, dust. Okay. Question Beis, Seita Shaila. Why is it only about the digestive system that when a person eats and lets out the waste, Dafa Machinda Bracha? Anything. If you saw him, a person's arteries get clogged, he also can't function. So he had the mala mensch gate some doctor, and he gets a test, a cardiogram. And see good, hat er gedacht machen a brache. Vare vay nikavim nikavim chalulim chalul. Shem yi pasech achon mehem, oh yi sasin achon mehem, yi efshal eskayim. The wording of the bracha is not about Beis HaKisa, it's about anything. It's chalulim, chalulim, nikavim, nikavim, golib yadu, all of the... It's halts. Why is it specific about the digestive system? For some reason, the digestive system, a bracha when you start, and a bracha when it finishes its course. Why Ashi Yotzer? Eich HaShayla in the Mephoshim. Noch HaShayla. Ashi Yotzer is a Odom B'chochma. What the rest of Bri is not B'chochma. Ashi Yotzer is a Odom. Odom B'chochma. Pasuk steht doch klar. In Tilim Kuvdalid Marabu Masecho Hashem. Nu Kulam. So you're undermining based on the Gemara. The Gemara Zaptach, that if you say Shvachim of the Eibishter in a way that it minimizes the more Shvachim that really are there, you say Akel, Agod, Lagiba, Vanere, it's no good. Why? Because it's much bigger and we only say because Moshe said Shtelz Afra, Men, Zakt, Ashiyatz, Zahad, Bechachim. What's with the rest of the world? What's with the rest of the world? Should have said Ashi Yotzas Oilam B'chachm. What's Yotzas Odom B'chachm? Another famous Shaila. Nacha Shaila. This is Ois Dalit. Ashi Yotzas Odom B'chachm. Varvay Nikavim Nikavim. The behemoth Sam Dachtazal Bezach. Only Odom has a digestive system. Chamega Dikarim. Was Ashi Yotzas Odom B'chachm. Man is a complex figure. Go to a doctor who does surgeries on animals. They'll tell you the Zelba system cannot. It's a little different. It's the same concept of a system of chalulim and chalulim and kavim and galich. The Zelba zach. It's a good artist, Rabbi. You make the brach yed in the free. Tracht, was sagst du? The fifth Are, which I saw Achreinim talk about, I saw Rav Shteyman is marich on it. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber brings three different translations in Biurim. Ashi Yotzar es Odom B'chachme. Zog the Shulchan Aruch, Favos B'chachme? Sokter b'chachme shebriyas ha'adam hi b'chachma nifla. Human bodies, unbelievable. speak to doctors that are erlich. They'll tell you that was that the Rabbeinu Shleilam on every blood test that they take. The human body is unbelievable. Then he brings V'yesh Mefarshim V'shulchan Aruch Brei. V'yesh Mefarshim, a second pshat, which is Rashi. Shaguv doimel enoid malei ruach uhu malei nikavim. Put that many holes into a balloon. Let's see how you could. Let's see. You ever see a tire? Baruch Hashem, today we buy new, everything. See, I see the shiva light lives. There's a shmechlin. How many patches could you put on a tire? Vivalecha can shin zayin of a tire. After a certain amount, it just can't be kensha melmished, yeah? You go through this, patching the tires, and then they tell you, listen, there's a certain amount of holes that it can handle. This is what L'chayre mit Abislavitz does mean Rashi. Yeah, V'yesh mefarshim al shem shaguf doime l'noid malik v'hu mole nekovim. How could it stand? How could it withstand? Then he brings another pshat from Tesis. B'chachme? Shehiskin mizaynesav shalada marishim. He prepared the food, yakar baray, and then he created the person. So the mizaynis, the food, and then the person. Yeah. They prepared the food. When you come to a restaurant, they prepare the food before you come also. No, I mean, unless you go to one of these restaurants that you have to wait half an hour till they give you the food. Yeah, okay, good. Del kasha, fregen al achreinim. Famous kasha. I always understood the pshatav in them. Pshatav. Sinishke greise chachmen nach dem wissen was der Mensch darf. Yeah, you know what the person is, and you study him. So you know, amazing, he's vitamin A and B and C and D. Science. Aber wissen far dem, to know in advance, greise chachmen, yeah? No, Reilam's not responding. You like the pshat tava? I don't like it. It's my pshat tava, and I still don't like it. Kavos. Efshe the Rebbeinu Shel Beshaf and the mensch light of us, the mizaynis. Al kaponim, this is the b'chach. Yat rabbeisai. What's his taka b'chach? What's his daltaych? Chachne shehiskin. Mizaynis? At Masakin given the Mizainis before the creation of Adam. Yes, so therefore what? So therefore, some manush, so maybe he made Adam that adapts to the world. Once you're getting into the master artist, the grace of Chachma was at Bashaf and Das for them and them for Das. You like my Pshatav? So good, I'm happy. Sehr gut. Is I'm gebenched of them alive. Good. So Rabbi, if you take a look on your sheets, this is Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, with that teretz. The last teretz that we said. That the first question is, why do we make this bracha? Asach malatog. Birch sashacha, mach menei malatog. It's once a day. The second question is, why is it targeted, addressed only by food and digestive system? Anything that the mensch is functioning and is alive is Ashiyatza Sa'adam B'chachma V'arvay Nikav Nikav. Ashiyatza Sa'adam, why Adam? Ala Behemis Abendas. Und was ist der Pshat? Ashiyatza Sa'adam B'chachma, die ganze Welt ist B'chachma. Rabu Masecha, Kulam B'chachma, Sisa. And then we have Tesis that the food became before the person, Agreisa Chachma. Check. What's wrong with the kisei akavod? So simple. How did kisei akavod come in here? ist nicht meine Ohren. Es ist zu gut zu sein, meine Ohren. Die Gäuen trägt die Tasche. Wie kommt Kisya Covid da in der Brache? Sagt der Gäuen, der Keretz. Gäuen ist ein Insel. We're talking about the Mensch, erst im Gate. Die Vritter haben ihn beschert, ja? It's a nice way. You know that way, say. A person should be careful when he talks about it. Remember, Shmuel Kamenetsky came into my house once. And he asked me, Sifahana Zimmerana Mezuzah da? There's a room without a mezuzah. I thought he was giving me musa that if one of my rooms doesn't have a mezuzah. So I looked at him. I go, Rashiva, which room? He says, Nein, Nichzucha Zimmer, was hat nicht kein mezuzah. It's his way of saying a bathroom. Zimran am Mezuzah. Bestammes kommt von der Litte. He said it, Bestammes halitische Azog. Bestammes. Slabatke, Bestammes, das ist Kargadus Adam. And by the way, this is the Hagdane to the next Chalik of the Shia. Adam. Hashiyatzas Adam. Has Adam. Interesting, we don't even mention Beis HaKisa. There's no mention of it. Barabai Nikavim. Shimi Peseach, or Yisosim, the terms are just very, you know, it's not clear what you're referring to. But Akulpanim Zakdal Gayin. The Gayin says, you would think that these in Yanim, it's pastish for the Rebbeinu Shleil. Rebbeinu Shleil is busy, was I get Yegegangin and Tanishgegangin. What's up? Yeah. Thus is the Rebbeinu Shleilim's godless. It's what's standing in front of Kisach Veidecha, mother. I'm here with you help a Gayin. Stell us for a president, yeah. Was erst vernommen mit dein, Zimmeran am Mezuzah, that's why he's busy with you. It's a shame a Gayin, a Beisai. You know, there's so much love in the tefillah. We appreciate. Even in this, we say, Rebbeinu Shleim, I get it. Rebbeinu Shleim, ich verstehe. As du bist Melch, Malchi, Amlochi, was takisi akovin, was fanumim mit dem. You're busy with this. You're busy making sure that every person is able to have a good digestive system. Chamele de gazachzo. Das hagoyim. Yeah? Koli viyodua. I saw in Eitzra Tfilis, you look on your sheets, Rabbeis, already holding my page 2. I noticed nobody flipped over to page 2. Well, no, I caught you. I caught you guys, no? How come no one's on page 2? In Eitzra Tfilis, he says the Pshat, Gali v'yadulun echisa v'yadecha, avuf v'malinkum d'nishame. Neshama comes from Lifnei Kisei HaKavod. So this is really discussing and addressing the Neshama Eichet. Neshama. Neshama comes from Lifnei Kisei HaKavod. That's where it's all the Neshamas are from. They say, what's that? Der bracha tzitamet ha-neshama. The first bracha ha-shiyatzah is about the guf l'chayra, yeah? Then we have bracha smucha lechaverta alekai neshame shenosato bi. So that's about the neshame, right? So the first bracha is about the guf, the second bracha is about the neshame, bracha smucha lechaverta, lalach, you're supposed to put them together. Yetz retmin, lifnei chisach veidecha de neshame. Time constraint is going to have to mechayev. That we break this up into 2 shiurim. We're going to have to speak 2 different shiurim about Hashiyotzach, the ganze bracha. But let me show you a few interesting kleinchike ha'aris, nekudis, nare mekremis. In the kavanis of Reb Chaim Vital, it says an interesting chidush. How many oisies are in the bracha?
Oisius
or potatoes. What did I write? I wrote oisius, no? I think it's 45 oisius or 45 tevis.
There's more than 45.
So then it's Tevis. All right.
I counted 43.
So you'll have to be Meichel. I wrote this. It was past 3:30 in the morning. You'll have to please be Meichel. It's a mess. Golly, v'yadul if nechisech v'yidei. That this even is, these sheets are even available. So, there are 45 letters.
Letters or words?
Words. All right. The last
stuff. Tavis. Should be better.
Got it. Words. 45. What's the gematria of Adam? 45. Not now.
I guess the 43.
I can't help it. I can't help it. It's in the Kavanas of Chaim Vital. I'll call upon him. We could argue about it later. I saw it in the first. All right. Kitzel, Adam, Vazvila. Now, in Eitzat Tfilis, I saw, as I bringt, Ashiyotzar, Adam, Vechachme. Chachm is Gematia Tayagnitzis. I know. I don't have
to say.
It's good. The kids are Avesai. Don't pay attention to everyone that bothers me bullshit. You listen to me, okay? Was hat mir? Gematia Adam, Gematia Tayagnitzis. Was will man da Avesai? I saw the Marsha. Says a fourth pshat, yeah. The chachma means the rabbeinu should bashaf and avelk with chachma. Rashi learns bechachma. How does it not deplode? How does a balloon with air not plots with so many holes? Tesis learns that rabbeinu shleim bashafin the food before the person. And Mashal learns Ashiyatzas Adam bechachma tem gegeben chachma. That's not bichachme, the Eibush des chachme. Bichachme, the Emgi gemen chachme. Ashiyot, Zareh, Sodom. Mensch, no Zareh, Sodom. Bichachme. Mit chachme, yeah. And now it explains, it's different than all of the Balichai and the Hanami. By Bal Chai, regular Bal Chai, you couldn't say Ashiyotza Sa'adam be Chachma. Now Rabbeisai, what's the two Lashaynas? Ashiyotza Sa'adam, and then Uvaravai. Bri and Yitzira. I mean, just when you start reading it, you start right away having a Meir Dikara. Ashiyotza Sa'adam be Chachma. Uvaravai. What's wrong with Ashiyotza Sa'adam be Chachma? And Asher Yotza boy, what is Yotza and what is Baba? Now Rabbeisai, for just, as they say, for today's shift, let me begin to tell you what I think on Stutzachopta and Asher Yotza. You know what a Yitzir is? It's an exalted creation. Yitzir Kapov. Baba, you know, people build, they can build a table and a chair. Ashiyotzach, Zayetzir, Adam. You're going to start going through every time it says Yotza and Bara. You want to sit here till tomorrow? Was willst du for my Leben? Klar is Einzach. Yotzach is definitely implying Ayetzir. And Bara is to create Uvaravai. Everyone's looking, what do I want? It's interesting that all the evarim of a person are keneged, ramach evarim, sagidim, tayag mitzvahs. The evarim are parallel to tayag. Der guf is gashmin ruchniv deselbe zeit. It's an unbelievable thing. Every part of my body screams, not Stam Asida, but me Kamoicha. There's nobody like the Rebbeinu Shleim. Ashiyotzar is Adam. Adam. Sabashafenu, which is different than all other Balichai. It's Ruchni and Gashmi. If you take a look, Mafli Lasis, that's how the Ramah learns Mafli Lasis. What's the Pella? The Chibur, Ruchni and Gashmi. Ikul HaMazayim. It seems to be a lowly, bodily, humanly, earthly function. But you know what Mazayim is? And it's Mazinus HaNishamah. That's the chachme. This was a mensch. You know what a person is? A mensch is ruchni and gashmi. It's different than anything else in the world, which of course has ruchnias to it. But it's not a yitzir ruchni. There could be Adam and ha'adam. There's Adam and Ha'adam. The difference. Mensch kann sein Adam und Adam. Ha'adam. Huh? Something completely different. Nara Beisai. That's the Pshat. Rebbeinishon Bashafin the Essen. Hashem created the food before Adam. What's the Pshat? He created the food before Adam. The Teretz is the Mazay Ruchni. The Koyach. That food is able to give a person ruchni also. And then he bashaf in Adam. It wasn't that Adam has to live. It's a chelik of the bria. Muslim. I want to end with the following, and I want you to think about it. You know, the Rebbeinu Shem created that one hand of a person is stronger than the other. One eye is stronger than the other. And the biggest raya is tefillin. And tefillin is put on where?
Yad
keh. Isn't that an interesting thing? Punkt the yad keh, daf leg and tefillin. I would say leg the tefillin of the yad chazak, name. All right, see, good, I'm asking. Could you imagine you create a car? One mirror sees better than the other mirror. On the right side, you see better than the left. Yeah? The tefillin you put bedafka on the weak side. Well, what's the pshat in them? The what? Okay, so what are you saying? You're saying I'm maybe the gezach. What are you saying? That everything's with a cheshbin, ruchni, tefillin, yad keya. Everything has its cheshbenus. Years ago, I went to visit a Talmud of mine in a hospital. He needed a surgery on an eye. And there was fear that he was going to lose the eye. I walked into the room and I got tremendous chizuk. He was singing. There's a song that Sfardim sing. Oydeh lecha Hashem al shtei einai. Oydeh lecha Hashem al shtei oznai. Oydeh lecha Hashem al shtei raglai. So he was singing, Rabbi Hashem, I thank you for both my eyes. And to him it was saying, Rabbi Hashem, it's a tefillah. If I thank you for both my eyes, won't lose one eye. I walked in and I was very moved by it. He asked me a question, Rebbe, why taka did the Eibush to create Tzvei Egel and Tzvei Egel? Why is it two? Two and two and two. So of course scientifically we know there's peripheral vision and the two, one complements the other. Okay, I'm not going to give you a science lesson today. All right? But I realized something. Yeah? That the Rebbeinu Shleilam made Nekavim Chalul with such exact, and it has a lot to do Ruchni and Gashmi. There are things that we don't even understand in the physical, which are Ruchni. Many doctors, they talk about Chalke Ha'ever, every Adam that are not needed, this is not needed, and that's not needed. Because in this monet, physical. They don't see the tzairich of it. From my rebbeim, I heard, why is it kvira? Because it's not everything is about the physical. The mensch is a ruchni and a gashmi. This Chazal even say that the earlobe is made with a shmira, and the eyes are made with eyelids. Everything has its ruchni and its gashmi together. Why am I telling you all this? I don't know what it is, the lesson, but it's in my heart. It's. People went to dance and to clap for other Yiddish kinder to misameach them, and then they lose the hand and the feet. It's something. There's something. There's a lesson. Pull this to this. I don't know what it is, but you have to realize. As Rabbi Yisham get hand to fist, the talk of tansin, the talk of gain, the talk of helfen. Why do we have legs? And why do we have hands? And why do the hands work the way they work? And why do the feet work the way they work? It's all Oida Lecha Hashem. It's all to praise you, Rabbi Yisham. This is a lesson, Ashi Yotzer, so all them throughout the day. A person needs to constantly remember Yisayde Adas. Everything that functions, but in order to get to Elikai Neshama Shinasata be Atavarosa Kozman Shah Neshama Bekir be Moydanil Fanecha. The lesson. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisrael. We'll continue Amitz Hashem next week. Talk more about the Bracha Vashiyot.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.